Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 336, 84 degrees on this Wednesday, July 9th. So just weeks after receiving President Trump's endorsement, Pennsylvania Representative Dan Muser is opting out against challenging Shapiro, as per sources. At a rally in Pittsburgh in May, Pennsylvania Republican Dan Muser received the most powerful co-sign in Republican politics, an endorsement from President Donald Trump in the upcoming gubernatorial race. He has been a great congressman, Trump said of Muser, and his top allies in the state. If you run, you have my full support and you will win. People are going to get it real fast. But after months of speculation, Dan Muser has recently told associates he will not enter the race to challenge Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro. Three people with knowledge of his conversations told ABC News. He delivered the news to Trump on Saturday over the phone. Someone familiar with the call told ABC. White House spokesperson declined to comment. The decision from Muser was declined to comment on the article reflects the challenging environment Republicans could face in the upcoming midterms and competitive states such as Pennsylvania and against popular Democrats such as Shapiro. The fact is, Josh Shapiro is going to be reelected governor of Pennsylvania. It's not a question of if, it's a question of how much, predicted Philadelphia-based public affairs executive and a Democrat, Larry Kessler. Shapiro has and will have a very large campaign war chest, added, venturing that Muser doesn't feel like being a sacrificial lamb. Well, I think the Democrat and public affairs executive from Philadelphia is maybe stretching it a little bit. No doubt, Governor Josh Shapiro is popular with his base, but he does carry a lot of baggage, and there will be challenges. Now, one of the challenges may come from Treasurer Stacey Garrity, who is seriously considering a run. Hasn't made an announcement yet, so let's make sure we understand that. But she has more votes in the last election than the governor did. Matter of fact, she had more single votes from Pennsylvania residents than anyone else on the ballot when she ran. And that includes for Senate. That includes for all the row houses here in the state. In a statement, Garrity told ABC News, Congress Muser is my representative, and I truly value the strong relationship we've built over the years. I commend him for his principled leadership in Congress and devotion to the people of the 9th District. I will have an announcement about the future of my career in service very soon, she added. So we might hear one way or another. Again, she has not. Also weighing a bid is State Senator Doug Mastriano, who would be running a second time. The Republican nominee for governor in 2022, whose election did not turn out. Obviously, we have Governor Josh Shapiro at this point. He has floated a campaign in public radio interviews in recent weeks. But again, we have yet to hear a solid decision from either of them. I would guarantee there is going to be a Republican challenge. If it's united or if there's a primary, I do not have that answer for you. Looking up to this, and I was just having this conversation a week or two ago with some individuals, that the last thing any Republican needs, especially in Pennsylvania, is a nasty primary. And I did not want to see Congressman Dan Muser or Stacey Garrity or Senator Doug Mastriano fight it out in a primary. So hopefully they can come to a conclusion who's best for the Republican platform for Pennsylvania. It is not going to be an easy battle. Josh Shapiro is popular, but he's also promised a lot of things that he hasn't delivered. And one of the mainstays of his last election, school vouchers for one of them, has kind of went silent. You know, the fact that he's depended on this budget that is still nowhere to be found, a large portion of that was the legalization of marijuana sales, and that does not look like that's happening. So where does it stand at that point? And it's interesting that he's traveling all around talking about the big, beautiful bill when his own big, beautiful budget is nowhere to be found here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And regardless of his political views or the way he leans, someone in his position should be sitting down with leaders from both sides in Harrisburg on a daily basis. You are going on 2 weeks late now. Nothing new for Pennsylvania. This would be the fourth delayed budget. But sooner or later, there's going to start to be freezes. And it's going to start hurting more and more people. We've already talked about the school districts who really can't solidify a budget or are guessing because they don't have numbers to go by. So if he wants to be the leader he claims he is, not come on shows and spout rhetoric like he often does, that he cannot back up a lot of the times, and I prove that by him coming on this very station and saying that the VA was laying off bunches of nurses and they were going to fast track them. Well, not only was that not true, because I had a statement from the Secretary of VA saying not a single nurse giving care to our veterans has been laid off, but when I contact the governor's office to ask how many nurses were hired due to the fast track from the VA, they can't give me that number. Probably because it doesn't exist. So, yeah, I have my doubts, and I will continue to bring them forth. It's 342 here at WILK.